And just like this Santa's Creek down here, see, that's, they made this dam, put this dam in down here, and it covered up a whole bunch of land we used to work down there in it. It's all underwater now. And that creek, they, when they cut it up, they said it'd take it, oh, I don't know, a couple of years to fill up. And I said, man, them guys may know what they're doing down there putting the dam in, but they don't know this creek. Mm-hmm. And it's going to fill up first time it comes a big rain. It did. Because I knew what kind of water come down. I know how big I seen that creek get. When the road went across down there, of course it was low. We had a slab across there and a bridge down there. And man, I seen it up under my neck on that slab down there. And I knew that much water, it's about a pretty close to a 3/4 of a mile across that bottom down there. And I seen it from one hill to the other, and 3/4 of a mile of water going in there. I knew it was going to fill up fast. And it did.
What are some of the names of some of the creeks and things in this area?
Well, they what they call a Craddock Creek, and they got one they call Little Creek, and then they got Sanders Creek.
What was that first one you mentioned?
Craddock Creek, they call it. In other words, it heads up our place named Craddock. That's mm-hmm. where it starts at, you see. And it comes down through here and empties into Sanders Creek right down here. And they called it Craddock Creek because it started from up there. A little community up there was named Craddock, you see. And it started up there and it come down here. And this little creek, why, it comes back from the other way, and it's not too long. It's not very long, and they call it a little creek because it empties into Sanders Creek too, you see. And they just called it Little Creek.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill. You call that a
mountain, yeah.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp.
A cliff, you might call it.
Okay. And talking about several of those, you talk about several
cliffs.
And up in the mountains, between the mountains where the road goes across, you know, you call that a
up in mountains where the roads goes across.
Uh-huh. Just a low place between the mountains, but still.
Well, that'd be a valley. Yeah.
Well, still up in the mountains, though. Just a low place where maybe a road can go through.
Well, now I don't know what they call that. I never hear them call that anything.
And
what is it called?
Do you ever hear of a gap or pass?
A what?
A gap or pass.
Yeah, they. But pass, well, that'd be off a low place in a mountain, because it'd be water go through there. And gap, I guess it'd be a high place maybe in a mountain, one sticking up on each side of it, or separated mountains or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, make a gap in it, because it has to be a separated mountain.
Mm-hmm. What about on television, you know, gunfighters, for every man that they'd kill, they'd cut a little, what, in their gun?
A notch, yeah.
And say if you have some water flowing along, then it drops off and goes on over several feet.
A waterfall, they call that.
And a place where boats can stop and where freight's unloaded.
Well, that's a dock, or a landing port, or something like that.
And